Before we jump into today's episode, I want to know, are you feeling constantly tired, stressed, or stuck in survival mode, even though you're doing all the right things? My best-selling book, Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, was written for people just like you. It's a guide for those of us living in the modern chaotic world who want to optimize your health, prevent burnout, and take back control of your energy and well-being. I'm so proud to share that Optimal You is an Amazon number one bestseller and has been shortlisted at the Business Book Awards in the wellness and well-being category, recognized for its science-backed, practical, and truly holistic approach to long-term health. Inside the book, I share the exact framework I use in clinic, from the 8 core pillars of health to the 4 essential lifestyle S's. Whether you're struggling with niggling symptoms, feeling low in energy, getting sick more often, struggling with autoimmunity, or you simply want to feel like yourself again, this book will meet you where you are. Available now in hardback, paperback, and on Kindle, just search Optimal You by Nicole Good on Amazon or visit optimalyoubook.com for all the links. Because your health shouldn't be on hold and the optimal version of you is waiting.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces, and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Hello and welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, certified functional medicine practitioner, Nicole Good. And if you're new here, this is the space where we unpack science-backed strategies to help you live with more energy, vitality, and long-term well-being. Today's episode is one that I've been really looking forward to sharing because it explores something that is so foundational to our health, yet so often overlooked in the typical wellness conversation. And we're talking about purpose and how having a sense of purpose can quite literally help you live longer, feel better, and build resilience from the inside out. And this isn't just fluffy self-help talk. This is science-backed strategy. There is science behind purpose and health, and it really is quite fascinating. Today, we're going to explore how some of it works, why it matters, and how you can reconnect to your own purpose, especially if you've been feeling a little bit off track. In the show notes to this episode, you'll find a companion guide to help you fill your life with purpose, easily and simply, without taking up too much time. And if you want to dive even deeper into this topic and many others like it, my book, Optimal You, is the perfect place to start. And we'll link that in the show notes for you as well. Let's get into it. In my book, Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, I talk about my 4 lifestyle S's. And these are stress, strength, sleep, and social connection. And part of that social connection pillar is finding a sense of purpose in life. And in this episode, we're diving into the science behind purpose and longevity. So research shows that having a really strong sense of purpose isn't just good for motivation. It's also got profound effects on your brain, your immune system, your stress resilience, and even your lifespan. We're also going to explore how purpose acts as a biological driver for health, ways to discover your own sense of purpose, and practical steps to integrate it so you've got more meaning in your life. We talk a lot about nutrition and exercise and sleep when it comes to longevity. But what if we are missing one important piece of the puzzle? What if I told you that having a really strong sense of purpose could be just as important as all of those things? When we talk about purpose, we're not necessarily talking about one big life mission or your job title. We're looking much broader than that. Purpose is your why. It's the reason you get out of bed in the morning. It's about feeling that your life has got meaning, that your actions matter, and that you're actually connected to something beyond just the day-to-day. So when we talk about purpose, we're not necessarily talking about some major big step. This could be something that is just small that gives your life that why. In many of the world's longest living communities, so in these blue zones research, these regions where people live the longest, it has been shown that there is a clear sense of purpose. And actually, the research shows that that can add 7 years to your lifespan. And people have a word for this. In Okinawa, in Japan, it's called ikigai, and it loosely translates to reason for being. So it's the intersection of something that you love, something that you're good at, and something that the world needs. And it can also be something that you can be paid for. So you can build a job around this. But it's often much simpler and more heartfelt than that. It can be something that is found in gardening, in raising grandchildren, in morning walks with friends, or making art. So it can be something really simple. And one book that I've absolutely loved on this topic is called Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life. And it's by Hector Garcia and Frances Morales. And it's a really great book. I often recommend this to my patients, and it's beautifully written and explores how a sense of purpose is deeply woven into the everyday lives of the Okinawans and how that contributes to their longevity. So if you haven't seen that book, it's one I would definitely recommend you go and get. It's also very beautiful. So it looks very nice out on the side if you want to leave it out. It's also a gentle reminder that your purpose doesn't have to be a grand mission. So it just has to matter to you. It just has to be something simple that matters to you. And studies show that actually this sense of purpose is more than just a feel-good concept. It's biologically protective. So it impacts everything from your cardiovascular system to your brain health, your stress resilience, your immune function. In fact, it's so impactful that I really do consider it one of the pillars of health. And the reason that I put it into that social connection pillar in my book is because purpose is actually very rarely something that we do in isolation. So it's often tied to other things. It's often tied to things like the work we do, the values that we live by, the people that we love. So it really comes into that social picture. And neuroscience really backs up the research here. So neuroscience has revealed that actually having a sense of purpose activates regions in the brain that are linked to motivation, to stress, and to cognitive function. Neuroscience has also shown that it helps to regulate hormones, it helps to reduce inflammation, and it helps to balance the immune system. So it's not just about feeling fulfilled, which is what I think we tend to think of when we think of purpose. It's actually about biological processes that are having a direct impact on our health at a cellular level. So think about a time when you really felt truly engaged in something meaningful. So maybe raising a child, you were doing a project, you were helping somebody who needed help. That drive, that deep why, fuels energy and resilience in a way that nothing else can. And I once worked with a client who she'd actually been really struggling with burnout and chronic fatigue for years. And there was lots of things that she couldn't do because of these illnesses. And we had to uncover a missing piece of the puzzle with her to give her that lasting difference and actually to get her sort of really started on that journey of healing. Because rather than thinking about herself and her illnesses, she rediscovered that lost sense of purpose. She had become her illness. So she actually saw herself, she described herself as somebody with chronic fatigue. But actually, when we worked on that and we reconnected her to the activities that gave her meaning, that she enjoyed, that gave her that sense of purpose and fulfillment, her energy levels returned, her health improved, she felt more alive than she had in years, and she could actually work on the strategies that she needed to work on for her health to heal and to recover. It's not a magic pill. It's not about having a sense of purpose healing you from all your illnesses. It was the fact that she reconnected to her sense of purpose. She looked outside the box of seeing herself as somebody with chronic fatigue. She actually worked to help others. And then she no longer viewed herself as someone who was sick. She didn't define herself anymore as a chronic fatigue patient. So instead, she saw herself in the different roles that she had taken on. And this allowed her to do the work she needed to do to help her to heal her own health. So let's have a look at some of the research. There was actually a 2014 study. There was over 6,000 people in this study, so a good amount of people. And it found that having that strong sense of purpose actually lowered the risk of death by 15% over a 14-year period. And this was regardless of age, gender, or retirement status. And that's a huge amount, especially when you think about how difficult it is to shift those mortality risks with one single factor, just with diet or just with sleep. It's really difficult. So this is actually, it's quite a significant amount that is going towards reducing that mortality risk. Other studies that have been done have shown that people with that higher level of purpose have a significantly lower risk of heart disease and stroke. One large-scale meta-analysis found that purpose was actually associated with the reduced risk of cardiovascular events. And that was even after adjusting for things like smoking and exercise as well. So making sure that they kept those things balanced within the studies. The studies have also shown lower levels of inflammatory markers. So they found that interleukin-6 actually was lower, and people had healthier cortisol rhythms. So their stress response was better regulated. And get this as well. This is really fascinating. The research also showed that people with purpose had a lower risk of Alzheimer's. One study found that higher purpose in life was linked to much slower cognitive decline, even in those who already had plaques in the brain. So the data is really clear. Purpose isn't just about an emotional benefit. It's about a physical, cellular level benefit as well. And we talked about how having a sense of purpose can activate different regions of the brain. So one of these is like the prefrontal cortex. And there's also areas that are involved with reward and decision-making and resilience. And all of these areas, neuroscience has shown, purpose will help activation in these areas of the brain. So let's talk about burnout, because this is something that I also see in clinic, too often in my clinic. And this is people, they're really overwhelmed, they're depleted, they're stuck in that sort of survival mode. And when we're in that position, it's very easy to lose that sense of purpose. We lose touch with our sense of purpose. But interestingly, that disconnection itself also amplifies the burnout. So we get stuck in a cycle. And purpose really acts like a buffer. It helps us to bounce back more easily from stress. So when we feel connected to something really meaningful, we're more likely to make healthy choices. We're more likely to regulate our nervous system to stay motivated, even when life is hard. In my work with clients who are recovering from burnout, one of the most transformative shifts is when they actually start to reconnect with their sense of why. And this will be different for everybody, but it becomes bigger than just eating better and sleeping more. It's about finding a reason to care again. And let me share another story of another client, and we'll call her Sarah because we keep everything anonymous, obviously, when we're sharing client stories. So Sarah came to me in her mid-40s. And she was completely exhausted. She'd been pushing through for years and years, lots of stress. She was running her own business. She was raising children. She was keeping everything afloat, much like many of us are. And on paper, her life really looked wildly successful. Anybody from the outside would have looked and seen a hugely successful woman who was doing it all. But underneath, actually what she had was burnout. And with that, a complete loss of joy. So she was really struggling. And she was putting a very brave face on it as well, which we all do. And when we started working together, we looked at her nutrition, we looked at supplementation, we looked at her lifestyle, but we also explored her purpose and what made her feel alive. What did she want her life to be about? And slowly she started reconnecting with parts of herself that she hadn't realized that she'd buried. So things like her creativity, her love of nature, and really interestingly, her desire to actually mentor younger women in business or who wanted to get into business. And as she started to realize that she had buried these things, that sense of purpose really reignited in her. And her energy started to return. And she started to make different choices, not out of pressure, but out of alignment, because she had refound those goals and those reasons why in life. And that is the power of purpose. It really becomes the fuel for everything else. So let's look at how you can reconnect with your own sense of purpose if this is something that you are struggling on. So here's a few ideas. First of all, reflect on what energizes you. What activities or moments give you that spark? So is there something in the past that you used to do that made you really feel alive? We're looking for things that make you feel energized, not more drained. And we want to make more time for those things, even if it's in small doses. You could also ask yourself, if you had more energy, what would you actually want to do with it? If you had more energy, had more time, it wasn't about sort of money, it was just, I've got all the time in the world, I'm in a good place, I've got lots of energy, what would you want to do with that time? And this question is really especially helpful if you are navigating that fatigue or burnout, because sometimes your sense of purpose has just got hidden behind all the exhaustion. Another thing to look at is, how can you volunteer? How can you help contribute? Purpose often emerges and comes from a service to others. And it doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be meaningful. But helping someone else, it could be mentoring someone else like it was for Sarah. It could be helping a neighbor, or it could simply just be being present for a friend. All of these things can be really deeply fulfilling and help you find your purpose again. Another thing you might want to try is a bit of journaling. You might want to try a couple of prompts. So, what do I want to be remembered for? Or what would make me feel proud at the end of this year? And the answers may actually surprise you. And they're often simpler as well, and a lot more authentic often than we expect that they're going to be. And then exploring your own ikigai. So this is from the book that I was talking about earlier by Hector Garcia. It encourages you to reflect on four very simple but very powerful questions. And that is, one, what do you love? Two, what are you good at? 3, what does the world around you need? And 4, what could you be paid for? And reflecting on those can be really powerful, and you could come up with answers that you maybe hadn't even thought of. And your purpose may lie at the intersection of these things, or simply in a space where you feel most aligned. It doesn't have to be career related. It can be found in that creativity. It could be found in relationships, in caregiving, or just in moments of really feeling connected to the world around you. And finally, remember that purpose can evolve as well. You don't have to have one lifelong calling. And a purpose that you've had, maybe a purpose that you had at 25, might not be the purpose that you have at 45. And that's okay. And maybe you're at a point now where actually you feel like you've lost your sense of purpose because you've hit that point where it needs to change. And you need to think what might be right for you now. But purpose isn't just a feel-good thing. It really is a biological advantage. And it does help you to live longer, live stronger, and live with more joy. So if you've been feeling flat, you've been feeling disconnected, or you've been feeling unmotivated, this really is your invitation to just pause for a moment, to reconnect, and to ask about the why behind your life. Don't forget, in the show notes, you'll find a companion guide to this episode, so you can download that for free and help you to take your first steps in this area. If you want to dive deeper into this and explore how purpose links with the other pillars of health, like energy, stress, immunity, brain health, then grab a copy of my book, Optimal You. It's full of practical tools and reflections to help you build a life that truly supports your health. You'll find the link in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening today. If this episode resonated with you, then please share it with a friend or leave a review. Until next time, stay well, stay inspired, and keep listening to that quiet voice that reminds you why you're here.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit, and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app, or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.